Just a tough loss for you guys here tonight, and you guys had the lead, but you're shorthanded coming in and got even more shorthanded with some tough foul calls against y'all, to say that.
Well, it all starts from putting yourself in the right defensive position, not chasing people, and keeping them in front of you. If you can't keep somebody in front of you, then you got to help. And we probably got out-rebounded again tonight because we didn't keep the ball in front of us. Same thing that happened on that last play. They get all the way to the basket for their layup. Shorthanded or not, you got to take care of business. You got to you got to be able to run your offense. And when we really needed to, we didn't. We forced some shots. Just overall, we didn't play a very good game. We came out. And we're kind of lackadaisical defensively. Rotations weren't great. So in the end, we just have to pick it up. And some guys got to step up in a big way. So, we get to come back tomorrow now and play again. So it is what it is, but we've got to have guys step up. And they've got to play with poise, and they've got to play with confidence. And the poise part of it wasn't really there for us tonight.
Well, one player that really stepped up huge for you guys was he had to be called upon a lot as Jackson Rumford, coming in with around 8 or 9 points, and he had a big three as well. But his also playing maybe a lot more minutes than what he had been used to, maybe combined coming in.
Yeah, and he's got the skill set to step in and play for us whenever we need him to. So I'm not worried about Jackson when he's in there at all. He's a good ball player, but we get the lead, we push it to 5 or 6 or whatever it is, and then bang, here's a three, and then there's a turnover for a layup. And so just not very good execution, all the way around for our guys tonight, and they've got to find a way to get better at it. It's got to mean something to them for them to do it. They better take it serious, because, if you don't want games like that anymore, you got to step up in a big way defensively, and you've got to rotate better, you've got to be in position better, and you got to make smarter decisions. We've got to be able to run our offense, and that's the problem. We're not running our offense worth a darn right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of it's throwing it into the post, which is fine, but we're not moving the ball, and that's a problem. So we've got to fix it. We've got to fix it.
It looked like really in the second half, especially, Kingman kind of collapsed on especially Gus there and limited his touches. It was just tough getting it in there.
Yeah, they're double teaming from the backside, which is fine. And we've got a wide-open guy coming off the stagger double, away from it. But, Austin makes a couple threes, but then he's in foul trouble. We just have to understand that. We're in foul trouble. We can't go for some of those things. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, it's not clicking right now. And it's got to. It's really got to start clicking in some of these guys' heads that they can't put themselves in those positions, especially – when we're short on the bench as far as subs go.
Well, Coach Brian Gentry joining me post game, a heartbreaking loss here. But then, like you said, you're going to turn around and come back here tomorrow afternoon at 4:00 and either got Sterling or Lions. I know it's probably all right to get a quick 24-hour turnaround like that to kind of put this behind and hopefully get a win tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we need to find a win, because right now, we're kind of struggling, coming off that loss to Holcomb. I thought our guys wanted to really battle and come back and improve something, and we came up on the short end today. We've got a short turnaround, like you said, and for some of it to sink in, because until we can fix some of these problems, they're going to continue to happen. Taking the ball, taking care of the ball against pressure, making smart decisions, moving the ball, and playing better defense. So the blueprint's there for us to fix. We just got to follow it.
All right, once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining me post-game. Thanks again for the time, Coach, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.